Is your debt causing you sleepless nights? Knock your debt out with Debt KO. And your debt won't be the only thing keeping you up at night. Debt KO, free, impartial advice on all your debt.
Ditches, couldn't catch his rifle, TV, that's what I said. Hey, global. What are you doing? I hope.
Yeah, go on.
I hope to God you have some sweatpants or even pants on right now. Because I can't.
Let's told it. I was sleeping, so I'm butt naked. I sleep naked.
Are you in the house on your own?
No, I can walk around naked if I want. What's wrong with that?
What, in front of your team?
Oh, they see me when I do drug testing in the night, so nothing they ain't seen before.
What, everything hanging?
When the Vada man say, yeah, pee in bottle here so I can see. I got to get it out and pee in bottle.
I suppose, yeah. What difference?
Yeah, exactly.
How are you, first of all?
I'm good. Just training, man. Just wrecked from the training, buddy.
Not long to go now, literally less than 3 weeks away.
Is it? Time's flying, isn't it?
Oh no, it's mad. That time has gone so quick. Has it felt like it's gone quick, this period for you?
Yeah. It has gone quick, you know, because obviously with the time I started training and stuff, and then I couldn't spar for a long time. Then so literally when I started sparring, it was only like 5 weeks left or something, you know, 5-6 weeks, I think 5 weeks, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to talk to you about the card, first of all. What's the latest with Fabio and Lucas Brown? Is that looking like it is a possibility of that featuring on that card?
Well, it's a major possibility, you know. Obviously, we just trying to finalise everything. You know, things goes in boxing. You got to finalise things first before you can start talking about it in boxing, especially in heavyweight boxing, because, you know, it's something always comes up or someone starts making excuses or whatever, so... Obviously, we have to finalize everything first and make sure it's all good and whatever, make sure Lucas Brown gets in a plane and other things. So, yeah, but it is a high possibility. It's a fight that we want for Fabio. Dangerous fight, and I think it's a good fight for Fabio.
It's a great fight for Fabio, isn't it? I mean, it's only what is... That'll be, what, his 10th fight?
10, 11, I think, or something. I don't know.
And then, why hasn't Babbage and Little been announced yet?
Babbage and Little is on. I don't know. Just waiting for Eddie. I think he's probably trying to get, you know, another couple of more fights made or something. Then he, you know, Eddie's like, he just drops the fight as time goes. You know, he's like, okay, probably drop 1, 2, 3, 4 fight in a week or something like that. You know, like drop a fight every day or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, but Babbage and Little is definitely on. Little is training. Babbage is training. So that fight is definitely on. You know?
Okay. Is there any other heavyweight fights that could feature on that bill? Huey Fury, is he on that bill yet?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. There's talks of it, but I don't know, man. I don't know. Waiting to see. There's talks of it. Obviously, you know me. Whenever I fight, I put on always have 2 or 3 other heavyweight fights on. So it's a theme that I try and do whenever I fight. You know, I try and give the fans some decent fights to look forward to, apart from my fight. You know, it's cost me a lot of money, but I try and give other content away. You know, lots of guys, when they fight and they like it, just to be damn focused on them. I'm not like that, you know. I try and put 3 or 4 other heavyweights on always, all of my cards, you know.
You should just make a whole card full of heavyweights.
That'd be good, but, you know, heavyweights are very unpredictable and very expensive.
Yeah.
They are, you know what I mean? One guy will say, oh, I'm injured. One guy will say, oh, I want to fight this guy, then I don't want to fight, or he's too experienced. And then you're thinking, what are you on about? And like, these guys, you know, you shouldn't have a problem fighting these kind of guys, you know?
Yeah. Oh, less than 3 weeks away, literally, 19 days away. I'm assuming you watched Chisora's defeat to Usyk on the weekend?
Yeah, I did.
What was your first of all? How did you score it? Because there was a few mixed messages from that, from the social media reaction.
I gave Derek 4 rounds, maximum four rounds. You know, obviously, first 2 and a couple of rounds in the middle. You know, Usyk didn't do anything outstanding or phenomenal, but what he did was he did control the range a lot better, and he scored scoring shots on boxing like an amateur. And obviously, Derek did all right. And obviously, you know, I mean, I can't sit and say he did all right. Derek did all right, but he didn't fight all you normally fight. Derek's usually a lot rougher, a lot tougher, a lot more rugged, and a lot more stronger, and a lot more. And there's a lot more thought to what he normally does. You know, obviously, he targeted the body a lot more. And he this time he was just, I don't know, he just red zone and was just headhunting and just doing whatever he was doing. I don't know. Obviously, I think it would have been better if he had more proper boxing experience people in the corner. He had experienced people in the corner, but there wasn't boxing people. So, but then against Derek Chisora, they could have been telling him the right advice, and he probably just wasn't listening because he redlined, you know, and was just blanked out. Was thinking about just KO, KO, KO.
But wasn't that his best chance of winning that fight before the fight? That's what people said. Derek would have to knock Usyk out to win that fight.
That's what people say. But you're an experienced guy, world class boxer, top heavyweight. You know, your best chance of knocking. There's ways of trying to knock someone out. You know, I mean, there's ways of setting stuff up. You know, you keep dipping low and swinging to the head. The guy, you caught him early, and then he cut none to it. So you got to change it up. You got to be able to cut the ring off. You know, obviously, you have to be able to cut the ring off. You know, faint one way, go the other way, cut the ring off, and obviously work up and down and work the body, because the body's where Usyk was more vulnerable. Usyk didn't like the body shots at all. But Derek didn't stick to anything. He was all over the place. He didn't think, okay, the boy, I'm having success. And that's where you need boxing experience. You need the coach to say, listen, he doesn't like the body work, so jab upstairs, go to the body, or cut the ring off, or keep the pressure on the body. When he can, hit him with ones and twos to the body when he can, as hard as he can, and just don't keep swinging upstairs and keep missing, because the guy keeps turning you. You know what I mean? You have to track. And then when you track him, rough him up a bit, you know, rough him up a bit, throw him around a bit. You know, it's funny because Usyk was pushing Derek back with the shoulders and with the arms and was being more physical in there as a lighter man. So I was just like, you know, I don't know.
You talk about the boxing, not the corner not having enough boxing experience, but his head trainer, Alexis Dimitriadis, is someone that you're familiar with from MMA.
Yeah, but this is not boxing. This is not MMA. This is boxing, you know. That's it. I can't go into a boxing fight with a top MMA coach or a top kickboxing coach. It doesn't make no sense, you know. I know Alex from MMA. He's experienced in MMA. He's had a lot of MMA fighters. You know, obviously, I trained at his gym a couple of times for a few fights, but that's it. You know, it's not like anybody had any year-long relationship or anything. I think I heard they said somewhere that he trained me for a couple of years. That's a lie. You know, I was training at another place, but he had a lot of heavyweights at the time. So I used to go down there to spar the heavyweights. I wasn't training like, oh yeah, he was my coach or whatever, you know?
I'm glad you never carried on in MMA. I might have never have met you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's such a strange world. It's such a
you
strange...
might come that way. You might become some like big kickboxing star like Van Damme or someone, you know. Not too cow. but let me ask you, I think I saw an interview today or some comments from an interview today from David Haye suggesting that he's putting out the feelers for a third fight with you and Derek. What do you think about that?
What?
Exactly what I just said.
I don't think I heard it. I don't think I heard what he was... Listen, David is one of the biggest con artists around, man, and talk shit the whole time. You know, why would there need to be a third fight being Derek? Why? I don't understand. Why? I got Povetkin to focus on, and then obviously, God willing, that goes where I win the fight, you know, win the rematch with Chavo this time. I go on and challenge the world title. I challenge the two guys above me. You know what I mean? What does Derek bring? What does it bring me fighting Derek? You know, nothing at all. David needs to stop smoking wherever crack he's smoking, man. But the thing with David says anything to be relevant, you know. David is the kind of guy that will say anything to be relevant. Anything that he thinks makes headline and make him relevant, he will say.
I asked him what the issue was with you and him. He seems to think you, I think his exact words were, he hates my guts.
I don't hate David. David's just an idiot. He's a guy that lets the nation down regularly and complain and cry about his toe and stuff. Like, I don't hate his guts. He just seems to, David will say anything to keep himself relevant. That's my problem with him. I don't hate, why would I hate David A's guts? David is a floppy foot cruiserweight. Why do I hate his guts? And he's retired. I don't hate his guts. I just don't like the way, oh, he carries himself and oh, he deals with things. You know what I mean? And that's all it is. I just don't like, oh, he approaches things and the fact that he will say and do anything. He ain't got no self-pertinence at all. He's a very selfish guy. And it's all about David A. David A, you know. He was training Cesaro. Why was he in Cesaro's corner on the night of the fight? Why was he standing at ringside trying to look fancy with a fancy jacket on and stuff? He should have been in the corner saying, listen, you know, he should have been in there, like, you know, sticking it on him and saying, listen, what are you doing? And we all know David A is Derek's trainer. David A is the one that trains him. Yeah, instead he had other people in there, like, you know, MMA guys and conditioning guys that was running the corner. It was madness.
Well, I wasn't aware that David Hayes actually, well, had been training, actually training. I knew he kind of, he's been around him and etc. and manages him or whatever, but I wasn't aware that he actually trains him.
Yeah, because that's what David like it to be kept.
Okay. You wanted to fight him at one point, didn't you? I remember you calling him out after the belly fight.
I was trying to fight David long before the belly fight. Long before that. I was trying to fight David long before that. David was one of the guys from the area that was a top boxer at the time. And he wasn't the nicest of fella, you know what I mean? He sort of looked down on people, very condescending towards people, you know. And I wanted to fight him at the time. I wanted to fight him at the time because of that. But boxing didn't happen. You know, obviously he done a great job as a cruiserweight. You know, he done a right as heavyweight, fought for the heavyweight title. Won it, and then he fought for another title against Klitschko. So yeah, you know, he's the man. He was the man at one stage.
What do you think Derek will do now?
I don't know. What can he do? You tell me. What can he do?
Derek seems like one of them people who will always be in big fights until Derek decides to call it a day.
You know, who am I to tell a man what to do with his life and his career? He's got family to feed and he's, you know, when he's motivated, he's dangerous and he keeps coming back. But what do you tell him to do? What does he do? What does he do? You know, what does he do? You know, I don't know. He started the fight good, but then he faked it. There was no real strategy to what he was doing. I don't know. What kind of game plan that was? Just go forward and swing, you know? I don't get it. I don't know what he does next. I don't know. The problem with Derek is Derek's biggest problem is motivation. Can he motivate himself to fight the likes of someone like a Senad Gashi or some keep busy fight to get him back in the fray again? Can he do that? You know, I don't know and I don't think so.
Dylan, what did you make of Usyk's second fight as a heavyweight, and also how does he fare against the likes of AJ and Fury, yourself even? I mean, how would he compete?
I think us big guys would beat him. I'll beat him, Joshua beat him, Fury beat him. You know, obviously, I think we're too big and too rough and long enough and young enough and fresh enough to stay with him and to hit him with big shots, you know, and rough him up as well, because let's be honest, he's a small guy. You know, obviously, his movement is good. But, you know, obviously, we're not just going to go in there and start swinging big punches at him. Obviously, we can box as well. We got a good jab. And obviously, you know, we can cut the ring off and we target his body and do stuff to him as well. You know, obviously, it's all good. Obviously, they sort of caught Derek at the right time as well. Obviously, let's be honest. Derek is 36 now. You know what I mean? They caught him at a good time, you know? A lot of hard fights as well. You know what I mean? They caught him at a very good time.
What I was going to ask you now, I'm going to ask you about this stuff Wilder's been coming out with about Tyson Fury. I'm sure you would have seen that. What have you made of his video he made the other day some of the interviews he's now given to various outlets about the Fury fight. What have you made of it?
Deontay Wilder is nuts, man. He is nuts. I said years ago, the guy's a crackhead. He must just get high and just start. He must just get high and just start talking madness sometimes, because what he says makes no sense. The stuff he says, he just needs to man up, take his loss, deal with it, move on, improve, get on with it. Not just start crap that he's doing. He's just been talking a load of bollocks. It's just like.
So he come out the other day and he said about he was offered more money to fight Anthony Joshua than Tyson Fury.
Yeah, because he thought Fury was an easy fight. You know, that's how you get it wrong. He thought Fury was off. He's rusty. He's out of shape. He thought Fury was an easy fight, so he took the easy fight. You know, he should have. And he's a liar as well. He said Joshua and Eddie and that's avoiding him. But now the truth come to light. Deontay Wilder talks shit all the time. It's crazy the amount of bollocks he talks.
What do you think he'll do now?
Probably descent into a dark descent of crack cocaine and heroin and just come back in a few years when he's broke and try and have a couple of fights maybe, you know, and see what happens. That's it.
He made some comments on, I think it's Barbershop Conversation. Barbershop Conversations. He says about Eddie Hearn, he want to be famous. He always in the camera. We could have fought Joshua, but they ran. We could have fought him, but the DAZN contract wasn't right. He said they have no plans for me anyway. I am past them. That's quoted.
There's nothing wrong with it. Everyone knows Eddie and wants to be famous. He's young, big promoter. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know, everyone knows that. That's not news to us. It's not like, oh, yeah. Wow, that's such a great observation. You know, come on, man. That's old news, you know. It's old news. Eddie loves himself. There's nothing wrong with having self-love, is there? You know, nothing wrong with that, whatever. But Deontay Wilder just talks rubbish, man. Jesus Christ, man. Like, I don't even like talking about that guy. This is the same coward that refused to fight me for 3 years, you know. The same coward. That kept me waiting for 3 years and didn't fight me, you know? Coward.
Okay. All right, well, this is only really a quick one. I know you've just woken up from whatever it is you were doing. You were training, obviously.
What does people do when they're asleep? You sleep?
Yeah, you were training, then you were sleeping, and then you're talking to me.
Yeah, that's it. I just woke up from sleeping.
Are you, you know, when you come into the bubble, yeah? Mm-hmm. Are you going to park your RV outside Wembley?
I don't know. Maybe. Let's see.
Because I don't really think there's room for that. I was thinking the other day, what are you going to do?
It's just run and put the RV in it and just park it outside.
That bubble, that Hilton's nice though, that what they've done to it. Have you seen it all?
No, I ain't even seen it, man. I've just been paying attention to what I've got to do, you know what I mean? I've been paying attention to land the steel hand, that's it.
When are you coming back?
I don't know yet, waiting to see.
Okay. I'm going to spend all week with you.
Please don't ask me about sharing the pie, though.
I'll share my pie with you.
Because I'll check in your life. Okay. How did you feel? Did you feel intimidated? Or did you just think, wow, no, this is some fake bravado, man?
No, I don't feel intimidated at all.
What? Because you're bad. You're bad man's Ricky Hatton security.
It's nothing to do with that. Why would I feel like, for what? What was Derek?
I don't know.
Derek going to smash. It's like me, you saying to me, would I be.
What if he donkey bite you?
What does that mean?
You know, donkeys, they bite you, innit? But because where donkeys' teeth are, they're not serrated. They're like sort of flat. So the bite is a bit mad.
Well, if that had happened, I'd probably have to answer that once it had happened. But no, it's like you saying to me, whatever. Do you know what I mean?
No, listen, fair play to the guy. He tried and he fought hard. You know what I mean? You got to give him credit for that. You know what I mean? He tried, he fought hard. You know what I mean? He didn't really, you know, he tried. But you had to think, you get into these big fights, you know, it's mad. Like, you need boxing advice. You've had boxing advice your whole career. Okay, sometimes, you know. The only time Derek's worst fights has always been when Dan Charles hasn't been there. The Caballo fight. You know, the Caballo fight and this fight.
That's all right. So, in that respect, what you
and,
think...
And the Senad Gashi fight as well. Dan Charles wasn't there as well then, was he?
He hasn't been with Don Charles for a little while now, I suppose.
But Ali's best fight, Don Charles, is in the corner. The Takum, Klitschko, me, you know. Don Charles does something to him physically and give him good advice in the corner, you know what I mean? Obviously, I know a lot of people say, oh, Don Charles is this, that, and the other, but he's good at getting into Derek's head and motivating Derek, you know. One thing he'd have been able to do is to motivate and push Derek.
Do you know who's going to be in your corner yet? What, you?
The Hammer brothers. Henry and Hank.
Do you know who's going to be in your corner?
Henry and Hank.
Your hair looks a bit weird, I don't know. Is that what, like, bedhead? Is that bedhead?
Bedhead. Yeah, I just woke up, man. You know, I need to get someone to brush my hair for me a little bit.
Yeah, nice. You look well anyway. Listen, I'm going to let you get on with your night. Have you got anything you'd like to say to the fans?
Birdie num num. Birdie num num. Birdie num num.
Somebody told me that Usyk was going around saying that.
We should smack him up. He can't steal our team. He's not Sri Lankan affiliated.
All right, listen, I'll let you get on and I can't wait to see you, mate.
I'll say the same, but I've had enough of the smell of turmeric and curcumin, man.
What the fuck is that? What are you talking about?
isn't that where you put the chicken masala?
I don't know. I'm not
in. Oh, okay.
I'm not in.
You don't cook it, you just eat it. Okay, yeah. Cool.
I had a bit of pasta cool. Today. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah, you can have curried pasta, don't you know?
No, but you can. You can have curried anything, I suppose, couldn't you?
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. Can you have curried milk?
If you wanted to, place very nice, but if you wanted to, I suppose, is that what...
Imagine having curried Kellogg's.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You said he could have curried anything, and I said, no, you can't. I was making a point.
Okay. All right, then. Some things won't taste great, but you can really put anything with anything, can't you? You're a weirdo.
Imagine a curried boob.
You're a proper weirdo. Okay, Dillian White.
Curry in it.
Dillian White, thank you very much for talking to Eiffel TV as always. And hopefully, next time, obviously, we do an interview, it'll be in person. Good luck with the rest of your camp. Roll on November the 21st.
I respect, brother. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Go and get your win back. All right.
Peace, brother.
Make it easy. Is your debt causing you sleepless nights? Knock your debt out with DebtKO. And your debt won't be the only thing keeping you up at night. DebtKO, free, impartial advice on all your debt.